This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored? Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
Moving on to our final episode of Grind Seat. Excuse me, our final segment of this episode of Grind Seat. We got many more episodes to go, hopefully. Hopefully, if you all will continue to subscribe and listen, you can get us twice per week on the Odyssey app or on Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Again, search for a Grind Season SZN. This is the part of the week where we tell you who brought the season, and that seasoning can be good seasoning you put in the pot, or it can be the bad stuff that's going to mess you up. This week, Sam, we'll give it off to you first. Who brought the seasoning for you for this week for the Grizzlies or elsewhere?
I don't have a clever story. I don't have a clever analogy, a clever pun or anything, limerick or anything. I'm just going to get this one straightforward, just like this person did. I think in a lot of times when you realize you're making a mistake, sometimes you have to make that adjustment. And I think the person that made the ultimate adjustment over the last two games is Coach Taylor Jenkins. Getting Jaren going early, we talked about that early in the show, making it an emphasis to make the game simple, to make Jaren's game simple. Getting him in the post, you know, then the three-point shots got open for you. Playing him almost 40 games, getting away from the template a little bit and just milking your two best guys. John Morant playing a ton of minutes, letting him just be awesome. You know, having your two best players be your two best players. It's simple basketball. I've seen it my entire life. And I think Coach Taylor Jenkins, I'm not going to expect much more of this because I think he's going to go back to what he's used to doing, especially when he gets some of his guys back. But I will give him props for, over the course of these two games, making that adjustment and realizing, hey, I've got to get Jaren Jackson Jr. going. He's a walking mismatch. He can do everything on the court. He can block shots. He can defend. Let's get this man going. Let's feed 13. So I give the props. I give the seasoning to Coach Taylor Jenkins for bringing the season since the last time we talked.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored. Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
Dig that. Some seasoning for Taylor Jenkins, first of the year. I'm going to give mine to a guy who could probably win an award every week. I don't know if you go into any chicken house, any wings place in town, everybody's got the staple, and that the staple is the lemon pepper. And you get lemon pepper is going to always make it better, and it's everywhere. And Ja Morant,
you can sprinkle that lemon pepper on anything.
On anything. And Ja Morant,
call it zing. Just add some zing to it.
He was the fallback. He was the go-to. He was the lemon pepper in that second half when he wasn't coming out, like we talked about. Played all 24 minutes of the second half. That win over Indiana, they needed it because they'd been down 19, turning what had been, you know, you would have looked at that game on the schedule saying this ain't an important game at all. Clearly coming off of a 5-game losing streak, it was, you know, Taylor Jenkins, those guys put their foot down at halftime, and in Ja, in doing so, got his second consecutive triple doubles, becoming a regular thing. This is fifth of the season at 27, 10, and 15 assists in that game. That's his ninth career regular season triple double. Notched a triple-double in two straight games for the first time in his career, like we said, but it's only the second time in Grizz history. I don't know if you remember, DeLon Wright, crazily, at the end of a year, had two triple-doubles on April 5th and April 7th. But, yeah, man, Ja Morant, even through, you know, yeah, he's had some up and down, you know, that hadn't necessarily shot the ball well in all these games of late, but he brought it, and for every minute that they needed it in this last one, I just give him the seasoning this week. He is the lemon pepper, man. He's what you
I like that.
He's the go-to. He's the go-to.